Let's cross now to our correspondent Ben Knight in Boston. He's standing close to the marathon finish line at the corner of Stewart and Dartmouth Streets, and he joins us there now. Ben, it's now late in the evening in Boston, but is there still a lot of activity there at that site of the blast in the city centre, which have caused so much horror?
Oh, there absolutely is, Eleanor, and will be for quite a long time, as you'd imagine. It's not just the area where the race finished and where the blast site is that's been cordoned off. It's quite a significant area of the central part of Boston here. And the reason for that is because they're still trying to go through every single street near here and identify anything that might be considered a suspicious package and try and work out whether the area is safe. And as you can imagine, just about anything and everything is being considered suspicious at the moment. So that process is going to take a long time. You have a massive investigation team that's working through the site under the leadership of the FBI, but even around the streets. So you have a look at the hotels here. You know, the major hotels are being guarded by members of the SWAT team in full military kit. You have the National Guard on the streets driving around in big Humvees, ambulances, fire engines, police, just simply everywhere. And even now we're still seeing runners who are wandering around, still in their running gear, still wrapped in those plastic blankets they're given when they finish the race. And they're not wandering around because they want to. It's because when the explosion happened, the race was instantly called off, and you had 15,000 runners who hadn't finished it yet who were evacuated. And what that means is just simply pushed as far away from the centre of the city as they could. They couldn't come back for quite some time, so some of them are coming back trying to find the hotel that they were staying in, only to find that it's shut down, they can't get in. So people wandering around, still trying to find places to sleep for the night.
Ben, you mentioned that the authorities are going through a lot of the belongings and so on that have been left there. Are they saying anything more about those unexploded devices that they found in other parts of the city?
No, it's difficult to get any kind of confirmed information at the moment. There have been a few conferences this afternoon from authorities where we've heard, you know, things like updates on the injuries, the nature of the injuries. But really, as you heard everyone from the president down, very, very careful not to say too much about anything that might be construed or might be able to be used to jump to conclusions, as it were. So, look, yes, there have been reports of other devices. I've heard that at least one extra device was detonated, but, you know, nothing can be confirmed at the moment. It's very fluid. You hear reports popping up of, suddenly police have taken someone into custody. Then, no, they haven't. Or now there's a suspect, and here's the description. No, we don't have any suspect. We don't have any person of interest. This, you know, as you'd be aware, this always happens in these situations. I think it's going to be quite some time before anything becomes clear.
And Ben, you flew in there late this afternoon. What's your sense of the mood in this city which has been put into lockdown?
Well, as you'd imagine, it's shock, and people really quite upset that this has happened in their town. It's, as you would know, Boston, it's a major city, but it's got a really villagey feel. I mean, when you're right here in the centre of the town, this is also where people live. It's not a giant mess of skyscrapers. It is a place that you can walk around and hit a park and then go to the local bar, and it's all sort of, it has got that kind of feel to it. Others were just wandering around, having stayed in their houses most of the afternoon, obviously for their own safety, just trying to get out and get a handle on what had happened to their city, and really quite stunned.
Ben Knight there in Boston, thank you.